Good morning. We continue with our study of Hilchos Lashon Hara. And the Chafetz Chaim says, sometimes there are comments that we make that change based on the situation. Now we're going to talk about the conditions whereby there's no condition change, because the person who's speaking is certainly not intending to say something positive about the person about whom he's speaking, and it turns out that the comments that are made are often made to be hurtful, and most people tend to mess up about that. So therefore, he says, I anticipate, says the Chafetz Chaim, make no mistake about it, says the Chafetz Chaim. That's why I'm going to go into it in detail. Maybe some people will hold back and will say, wait, maybe I'll hold back from the terrible stuff that's going to come out. And I'll explain also the Vazos as Chaveru Mitzad Chisaron Shlemos Hamailu Shile Yeshbo. I'll answer and say, you can't embarrass a person because he's missing the completeness of his midos, whether it's his intelligence, whether it's his strength, his wealth, all those things. And he explains it in great detail, and he goes on for a while over here explaining what he's talking about, right? You want to go ahead and tell somebody he's not so smart. It doesn't matter whether you're telling the truth or you're telling somewhat of the truth, or if you're exaggerating. It's a big avera when you say somebody's not that intelligent. And it's worse than just regular Lashon Hara. It's also motzi shemra, because in the process of talking about the person, you are lowering people's esteem for him within the process. And even if it's true, we've turned out and pointed out that Lashon Hara can even be when it's true. Being true is not an excuse for telling Lashon Hara, right? And you're certainly taking away from his malos, of his great status. And the Rambam also says, Lashon Hara is when you speak about the person's weaknesses and you put them down, even if the person is missing those particular traits. But those traits are not the totality of the person. And that's what he writes also. Lashon Hara is what causes a person, if it would cause damage to his body or his finances or to scare people to be around him. These are all Lashon Hara. And if we look and we realize a lot of what people do today in the process of Lashon Hara is for that purpose. And so therefore, says the Chafetz Chaim, v'rishona nevares mash'anu oskim bo ata. First, let's talk about this case where the person tells, an individual says, Joe isn't so smart. He says, the truth is, so he's not so smart, right? But if people try to find out about him for a shidduch, the people are not going to want to marry somebody. If I walked over and they said, oh, it's Joe, he's not so smart, that's not a nice thing to say. And by the way, if he was a person in business, who wants to go into business with somebody who's not that smart? And by the way, if the person is a posek and we say he's not so wise, so not only that, not only are we embarrassing somebody who paskin shilas, and if he's a rav, a morah rabbi Yisrael, people are going to say nasty about him and not accept him, even though he's a Talmud Chacham. But it's going to be worse. Based on that, people are going to cause him to lose his job, based on your wording, and that Lashon Hara is going to really destroy this person's lifestyle. And so Chazal tell us there is no refuah for such a Lashon Hara. It just keeps going on and on, infecting and infecting, worse than a pandemic. Chafetz Chaim goes further, and he says, I'll ask you another question. He says, I don't understand why people speak Lashon Hara. It's not like the Yetzer Hara comes ahead and tries to open you up to this situation. What if it became known to you that somebody said about you that you're not so smart? He says, how angry would you be about a person in such a situation? If Joe said that you weren't so smart, wouldn't you freak out? And you walk around and say, asking yourself, gee, what did he see about me that made him think I'm not that intelligent? You would say, he just really wants to put me down. And when you do that to your friend, What? You, is it better? You're doing something so wonderful? Turn around and look at what happened if the shoe was on the other foot. And so the Chafetz Chaim says, if you go ahead and look, you'll see that this is part of the issue of Lashon Hara more than anything else. One, it's a problem for the one who speaks it. The person who speaks it violates the rules. He violates Bein Adam L'Makom. He violates Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. We find that really all he's not interested in truth. He just is interested in putting the other person down. And of course, if the person only wants to put the other person down, the Shari Tshuva says, that's a terrible, nasty thing. Two, people are not are not going to listen to the individual speaking. What good is that when people don't listen to you? And afterwards, if it turns out that you were telling a lie, it's very hard to recall the negative things you said about a person. It's very hard to put it down. So the Chafetz Chaim says, slow your wording down. Hamet devarecha b'chusal kvod Yisrael. He says, call your words back. Think about the covet of Am Yisrael. Why do you have to put somebody else down in the process? Such a situation only brings down problems. Now, in the footnote, he brings down, if you're speaking in order to stop a fight, right, and you want to say, oh, Reuven doesn't know what he's talking about, he's not that intelligent within the process, that's in a different storyline, maybe something that would be acceptable. But to turn around and do it for no purpose is a danger. Finally, for today's piece, the Chafetz Chaim also points out and says, when you start putting down someone's Torah knowledge, now that's even worse than just saying he's not a man of the world. But saying a person doesn't understand the world of business, that's bad news. But saying a person is not to be appreciated for his Torah knowledge, that's a lot worse. Be very careful when we speak about somebody. We need to be careful not to put other people down in the process, because when we go ahead and we do so, it causes a lot of damage. We'll have a wonderful alternative, which is we can bring people together and appreciate people the way they are in the positive. Rabbi Elimelech of Lizhinsk used to daven before he would go up to daven, and he would daven to Hashem that we should see people's milos. Adarabba tein b'libeinu shenir al kol echad malas chavirinu v'lo chesronam. And if we made that our central focus, great things would come. Have a great day.